It's more than 10, it's 68. Your weekend companion keeps you up to date. Good news and music and quality.
Morgan here to tell you there'll be sports news and scores later this half hour. One of the big events of the week in sports was Mickey Mantle. Hit 5 in a row. And the wonder was not so much that he hit 5 in a row, but that he hit them at his age. 38? Grand old man of baseball. We'll meet a grand old man of flying, age 74. Now that's a grand old man, none of your upstart old-timers. Here comes Steve Lawrence and Edie Gorm with Mr. Spoons.
Mr. Spoons, you make me laugh in the morning, and no one else has ever done that before, not for a long, long time.
Mrs. Spoons, you hide cares away. You make me laugh, you make me cry. Far as I can see, you're my reason for living.
But you never, never know about living. And you never, never know about loving.
When one day he's here, and it sounds so clear. We let them pass us by without knowing, but small dreams lie so warm in his eyes. Bright brown eyes stay with us until the time when you're all finished growing.
We're so used to taking planes here, there, and everywhere that we forget how young commercial aviation is. The pioneers of the industry are still around. Many of them are still flying. One of the men important in the field is Dick Merrill. Now 74, he's a consultant for Eastern Airlines. He was interviewed for Monitor by reporter Larry King.
Now, are you still a pilot, Dick?
Yes.
You can't fly commercially, though.
Can't fly the 60 mandatory, but...
60 years old. That was 14 years ago.
Then. That's right. But I've flown since then. I went on past that age before it was mandatory.
Can you fly private planes as much?
Yes, I can fly any kind of an airplane. In fact, I still have all the ratings, and last year I flew a DC-7 to Europe with 90 people, London, Paris, Rome, Zurich, back.
You can do chartered flights, too, can't you?
Yes, you can. I'm not quite sure just what the rule is, but this was a private airplane, a club in Indianapolis that I flew.
How many hours have you spent in the air?
Well, 41,251 hours and 35 minutes.
How many miles?
Roughly about 10 million.
Tell me about Dick Merrill's first flight. How old were you? Where was it? How did it happen?
Well, I was in the Naval Aviation during the war. I didn't get to fly.
This is World War One.
World War One, 1920. Got out and I bought two airplanes. Another boy and I started a flying circus. We soloed one day and started flying passengers for hire the next day. Then I barnstormed all over the country with the Gates Flying Circus, Weedell, and ran out of passengers, and we couldn't make any more money barnstorming, so I started flying the mail for a company in New Orleans called the St. Tammany Gulf Coast Airways in 1927.
Who taught you to fly?
A boy named Jimmy Wedell. He was a racing pilot many, many years ago.
Did you get the hang of it right away? Did you like it immediately?
Yes, I did.
Did you do well with it immediately?
I did. I seemed to fit. The airplane fit me very well. I didn't have any problem at all.
When did you join Eastern?
In June in 1928.
What was Eastern in 1928?
Pit Cairn Aviation. We had four airplanes and four pilots. Flew a nightmare run from Atlanta, Georgia to Richmond, Virginia.
Now, you got famous. Am I right through Walter Winchell? He used to write about Dick Merrill a lot. I remember when I was a kid reading Walter Winchell writing about Dick Merrill.
Well,
and the stars, flying the stars around.
Well, he would never fly, so one night we had him dinner at the Park Avenue with Joe Skank and Mike Todd.
Down here?
Yes.
Right.
And Joe Skank mentioned, "You leaving tomorrow, Walter? Going to New York?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Well, how are you going?" He says, "You know, I don't fly. I'm going on the train." He turns to me and says, "Why don't you get Walter to fly?" I said, "Well, if he'll fly tomorrow, I'll put myself on the trip and take him." He said, "If you'll fly me, I'll go." So I put myself on the trip as a captain, brought him along, picked him up at the Hotel Roney, got him in the airplane, had him in the co-pilot seat. Back in those days, you know, you could do those things. You could bring people to the cockpit. And he enjoyed it thoroughly. And we were going running a little bit bad weather, a lot of lightning around. So I says, "Go back and have your dinner, Walter, and come back later." I'm going to turn the lights on real bright in the cabin so he couldn't see the lightning. And he didn't know the weather was really wasn't bad, but I didn't want him to see the lightning. And that was a confirmed Winchell after that. He rode, used to call me up and said, "When are you going back to Florida?" I said, "Tomorrow night, I'll ride with you."
Have you ever been frightened?
Get frightened, but really never afraid. Because I just have a feeling that I'm the master of the airplane and I'm always going to get there.
Well, he's right. I have flown 1.5 million miles. So I've got 10%, I guess, of what he has. But it's true. After you cover some few miles by air, you feel you're always going to get there. Here's a monitor tip for car owners. One good reason to have your car checked periodically is economy. An engine with spark plugs that misfire can waste 1 gallon of gas out of every 10. Spark plugs should be cleaned and re-gapped after 5,000 miles. After 10,000, they should be replaced. It'll save you money in the long run, even in the short run. And here's another tip from Air Temp Division, Chrysler Corporation.
Today, we're interviewing famous Hollywood star, Mary Mays. What's your secret, Mary?
I keep cool. That's why I've got Air Temp air conditioning in my chauffeur-driven car. No hotmobile for me.
Now, what was your favorite movie role?
Air Temp's the finest air conditioning for your room, house, business, and car.
Yes, but your favorite movie role?
Be sure you order Chrysler Air Temp air conditioning in your new Plymouth, Dodge, Chrysler, or Imperial.
Are you making a movie now, Mary?
Heavens, no. I'm too busy recording radio commercials for Chrysler Air Temp.
At 16 before the hour, you're 1 minute away from a report on the California primary. Here on the Monitor Beacon.
Wake up to what's happening with me, Big Wilson, and the WNBC News staff. Find out what New York newsmakers were doing while you were asleep. Listen, then call Plaza 78866. Make your morning part of the day's big event. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on WNBC.
You've been doing it from the moment you were born, so you probably never give it a second thought. After all, breathing is doing what comes naturally. But what if you're having difficulty breathing? Well, this could be a symptom of a serious respiratory disease known as emphysema. Emphysema is a disease of the lungs that cuts down on the ability of the lungs to give the body the necessary amount of life-giving oxygen. If you're not breathing as easily as you should, see your doctor. Your Tuberculosis and Respiratory Disease Association considers this a matter of your life and breath.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York. Senators McCarthy and Kennedy met last night for a not-so-great debate. Peter Hackus, NBC News, on the political scene in California, analyzes the results in a Monitor primary preview report.
It was a sort of polite Alphonse and Gaston act, the Kennedy-McCarthy debate. The two Democratic candidates spent much of the televised confrontation one-upping each other. Kennedy said he began criticizing the administration's Vietnam policy when he left the government in 1965. McCarthy indicated his attacks on Vietnam policy began before that. They vied with each other as to which man wants to do more for the nation's poor, and particularly Negro slum dwellers and other minority groups. Even when it came to swapping charges of underhanded campaign ads and broadcasts, it was McCarthy trying to top Kennedy, saying his voting record in Congress has been distorted in response to Kennedy's charge that McCarthy's ads have been, in Kennedy's words, a distortion of the record. Throughout, Kennedy made much of his experience as a key member of his late brother's cabinet, stressing by inference his claim of inside knowledge of governmental workings and trying to indicate a top-level administrative ability, which he inferred McCarthy doesn't have. One area which might be considered a McCarthy victory was the exchange over the FBI and whether Kennedy authorized a wiretap of Martin Luther King. Kennedy refused to discuss the matter, saying he couldn't talk about it. Kennedy quickly said, however, he feels King was a loyal, dedicated American. Another edge for McCarthy could be the exchange over the cabinet, particularly Secretary Rusk. Kennedy, who was a member of the cabinet with Rusk, called him a dedicated man. McCarthy said he ought to be fired. In general, McCarthy might be considered as having the edge in the debate. Whether it swayed any voters remains to be seen. The next test comes Tuesday in the California primary. Peter Hackus, NBC News, Los Angeles.
You see, the trouble with that confrontation was they were sitting down. Sitting down is a discussion. A debate is standing up. Complete coverage of the California primary on NBC Radio and Television this Tuesday. Now here's the singer who calls herself Jackie, and the song calls itself White Horses. Fitzgerald reviews the day on Monitor Sports. Brought to you by Super Royal Triton, the amazing purple motor oil. A motor oil is something like the interior offensive line of a football team. You may not pay much attention to it, but you're sure aware of the results of its performance, or lack of performance. And in the case of motor oil, lack of performance can spell trouble with capital dollar signs. The Union Oil Company has the answer, the all-time motor oil, Super Royal Triton. The motor oil is so good that it exceeds all car manufacturers' recommendations. Next time you need an oil change, ask for Super Royal Triton. Here's what you'll have going for you. A motor oil that performs in any climate and under any driving condition. A motor oil that keeps your engine clean as you drive. A special detergent actually prevents gummy sludge from settling on engine parts. Instead, the dirt drains out with each oil change. Insist on Super Royal Triton, even if you don't see it on your dealer's shelf. Go with the all-time performer in your car. Super Royal Triton, the amazing purple motor oil. At the Monitor Sports Desk now, Bill Fitzgerald.
Thanks, Henry. On the Monitor Baseball scoreboard, first the American League. Baltimore 4, Boston 3, the game called after 5.5 innings because of rain. Tom Phoebus beat Lee Stang. Carl Yastrzemski homered for the Red Sox, and the second game of the doubleheader was postponed. Yankees 4, Detroit 3 in the first of two, snapping the Tigers' five-game winning streak. Tom Trush doubled in the ninth and then scored on a disputed play at the plate to give Joe Vrbanek the victory over John Warden. Bobby Cox and Joe Pepitone homered for the Yankees. Cleveland 10, Washington 5 in the first of two. Chico Simone homered and Joe Askew banged out five singles to pace a 15-hit Indian attack. Steve Hagen the winner, Frank Pertena took the loss. Ron Hansen homered for the Senators. The Chicago White Sox 3, Minnesota 2 in the first of two. Jack Fisher the winner over Jim Perry. Bob Gibson bested Al Jackson. Home runs, Dick Simpson for the Cardinals and Ed Charles for the Mets. Pittsburgh 8, Atlanta 4 in the first of two. Ron Klein decision Tony Cloninger. The Pirates' Willie Stargell got four hits, a homer, a double, and two singles. Cincinnati 5, Philadelphia 3. Jim Maloney beat Rick Wise. Elsewhere in baseball, Ajo Satchel Paige is reported in satisfactory condition in a Kansas City hospital. The former Cleveland pitcher entered the hospital last night suffering from pneumonia. There's a report that Buddy Bavasi may step down as general manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers before next Thursday's Major League free agent draft. Bavasi is connected with the National League's new San Diego franchise, which begins operations next season. There is a feeling that some clubs may claim a conflict of interest if Bavasi represents the Dodgers in the draft. In tennis, Australia's defending champion Roy Emerson beat America's Cliff Ritchie, love 6, 6-3, 8-6, and 11-9 to advance to the quarterfinals of the French Open Championships. Three of Emerson's fellow professionals, Pancho Gonzalez, Rod Laver, and Andres Jimeno, also advanced with easy victories over amateur competition. Meanwhile, in the West Berlin International Tournament, Holland's Tom Oker and Spain's Manuel Santana battled their way into the finals. Santana, with a 6-love, 7-5, 5-7, 10-8 victory over Marty Reason of the United States. In the North American Soccer League, St. Louis downed Oakland 2-1. In golf, two of the United States' best bets, Bill Hindeman and Dale Morey, have withdrawn from tomorrow's British Amateur at Troon, Scotland. No reason was given for the withdrawals, which leaves 39 Americans left in the field. The favorite is Mike Bonalack of Britain, who won the tournament in 1965. And on the Olympic front, Rhodesia has accepted an invitation to send a team to the Mexico City Games in October. And that's the late sports news, Henry. This is Bill Fitzgerald. Now, this word about State Farm.
Hi, I'm Phil Fawcett. In the middle of my nightclub act, the guy yells out, "Hey, aren't you the Fawcett that's on radio for State Farm Mutual talking about low car insurance rates and fast claim service?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "You got State Farm car insurance?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "You got a red and white bumper sticker in the back?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Turn around. Let's see it." Well, wouldn't you know, that was the night I wasn't wearing it.
For your car and your home and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Sports news later this evening and every weekend on Monitor.
Buy a new Oldsmobile. Drive it a while. And you begin discovering you've got even more value than you thought. Take the performance of your engine, one of a new generation of rockets. Sure, it's more spirited. But what makes the advance impressive is not just pure spirit. Those young mobile engines run smoother, quieter, more economically than ever. Why? Because they reach their peak efficiency at speeds much lower than before. Result? More power in normal driving ranges. more economy, and a quieter, smoother ride. Check out that performance yourself during Young Mobile Savin' Season, when you can get a great deal on any Young Mobile you choose. See your Oldsmobile dealer now.
Sunny weekends and out, we go to soak up the sun. But sometimes we soak up too much sun too fast. Then what happens?
Sunburn. Suddenly you feel on fire. At night you toss and turn.
Painful sunburn is so needless. Sonarcaine stops sunburn pain fast. Faster and more completely than ordinary first aids. Because Sonarcaine contains pain-killing benzocaine, used by doctors. Sonarcaine cools, soothes, aids healing too. Contains two antiseptics, helps prevent infection. Get lotion, cream, or spray today. Stop sunburn pain with Sonarcaine.
It's stuffy.
Rotten. Miserable.
Whatever you call heartburn and acid indigestion, Digel relieves the symptoms. Digel is the extra action antacid. It neutralizes excess acid and has the extra action of simethicone that breaks up bubbles of gas. Digel for more complete relief.
David and MacArthur Park, Part 1, continued next week. Monitor continues this evening with auto racing, sport of speed, and world of wheels. You'll also hear the director of the National Safety Council, who has some sharp words to say about driving on holiday weekends like this. Drive carefully. I'll go along with that, and as a matter of fact, I'll just go along. Morgan for Monitor, news next.
Don't go away, there's more to come. More to interest everyone. Just stay tuned. We'll be back soon with Monitor.
The family of Wetson's Hamburger Restaurants pauses at this time to commemorate this Memorial Day weekend. Drive carefully tonight. Wetson's Hamburger Restaurants would like to keep you as a customer. When you're on the road and tired, stop into any Wetson's Hamburger Restaurant for that little pause that could mean your margin of safety. And at Wetson's, you can find the perfect lunch, snack, or dinner to delight every member of your family. Wetson's fabulous hamburgers, cheeseburgers, tender southern fried chicken, fish and chips, Idaho French fries, and Wetson's creamy thick shakes. All the finest quality foods at the very lowest prices. And there's congenial atmosphere, courteous service, and plenty of free parking. So have a safe Memorial Day weekend. Please drive carefully. The family of Wetson's Hamburger Restaurants would like to keep you as a customer.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.